God is good. Are you blessed today?
Yes.
Amen. You go to Romans 5:1. You're going to like this today. I'm going to read 3 John 1:2. You go to Romans 5:1. I got addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around. Isn't that what it's all about? Thank y'all for laughing. Okay, 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers." Our main goal in 2023, this is what we're headed for. This is what we talked about at the very beginning. What we're going for is we're going to see that you are having financial prosperity, healing and healthy relationships. These are our goals for the Victory Church family. And so as we continue to see what that looks like, we understand that there are some basic tools, some basic functions, some basic laws that we need to cooperate with in order to see these three things come into play. And so we're going after a basic today, and we are going to talk about faith and hope as well. And the basic tools that you need are faith, hope, and love. Those are the, that's your foundation. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love, of course. But we're going to talk about faith and hope today, and we'll talk about love soon. We need to know some things. And church, faith is not and has never been a movement.
Right.
It's a way to live. The Old Testament and the New Testament tell us that the just shall live by faith. And the Word says it's impossible to please God without faith. Now there you're at Romans 5:1, let's look at that. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access," say access,
"access,
by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Access by faith into grace. That's how you got saved, isn't it? See, grace is God's grip on you. Faith is your grip on God. Do you get that? Grace is his, he's got a grip on you. Faith is your grip on him. That's how it works. Amen. Are y'all here today?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. All right. So God's grip is greater than your grip. Amen. The Apostle Paul made a statement. He said this in one of the verses. He said, "Not as though I've already attained, either already perfect, but I follow after that I might apprehend, for which I am apprehended of Jesus Christ." So what he's saying there is he's saying, I have not yet gotten hold of what has gotten hold of me. This has gotten hold of me.
Yeah.
That's an old song, "Something Got a Hold of Me." Yeah, well, praise it. But this grace has gotten hold of us, and we're working right now to attain that, to access that, to grab hold of that. So that's what we're actually working on today. So, the reason faith is so important then is that it gives us access to grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're saved by grace through faith. You gained access. Hey, listen, God's kingdom has never been hacked.
That's good.
It's never been hacked. If you got in, it's because you accessed the grace by faith.
Yes.
That's how you got in. And the moment you got in, there was a download of God's goodness, a download of God's provision, a download of God's wisdom, a download of God's mercy, a download of God's protection. And now you have to access that. Amen. It's not just automatic. You have to access it. Ephesians 3:12 says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him." So if you access something, that means you're admitted. That means it's open to you. So those graces, once again, They're accessed by faith. Now here's something you need to know. Faith moves God. Faith moves mountains. But faith will not move anything until it moves you.
Oh boy.
It will not move anything until it moves you. See, the first part of you that your faith will move is going to be your mouth. And if your mouth, can I talk Texas here? If your mouth ain't moving, you ain't moving nothing.
That's right.
You're not going to move anything if your mouth isn't moving. Well, you know, the Lord knows and it's already mine. Access, church. Faith is in your heart and in your mouth. You're going to have to open your mouth if you're going to get something. Praise the Lord. Words create. God's word didn't come from his pen. It came from his mouth. It was spoken before it was written. And it was written so it could be spoken. The moment you act on the word of God, he makes himself responsible for results. But you have to act on that. Amen. Did you get that? And then let's just back up to this for just a moment. I don't know if you realize this. But reasoning will not change an emotion. And you may have to think about that for a minute, but reasoning does not change emotions. But action will. In reality, this is true. They teach this in college psychology. They understand something. Sorry. That's the truth. You cannot feel your way into better behavior. But you can behave your way into better feelings. You hear me? You can behave your way into better feelings. Because if you feel bad about someone, or whatever, the behavior is going to be there. It is. But if you choose, hey, how you doing? I love you. You look good today. Da 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 da. That will change your feelings. My wife is good. My wife is sweet. My wife can cook good. You know, those kind of things. Bill Winston had to say that. He had to say that.
Right.
Because the devil got in there and was telling him, she's not the one. And he had to change what he was confessing. He didn't have to go, boy, she better change or I'm out of here. No, he started changing his confession about his wife and then realized how great she was. Which, by the way, she is great. She's a great Holy Ghost lady. But he taught us that, so I can tell that story, right? But you're not going to change it the other way around. Prove it to you. How do you forgive someone? You choose to. You may be going, I forgive. But if you choose to forgive them, eventually love will return in your feelings.
Right.
It will. But you have to choose to forgive them. And you may see them 19 times at HEB and every time go, I choose to. But if you make that choice and you say, Holy Ghost, help my feelings catch up with the truth, he'll help them catch up with the truth. And you'll be all right about somebody. Amen. But it's not going to work the other way around. God created us in such a manner that our actions are stronger than our feelings.
Yeah.
Our actions are stronger. They will take over if you'll just act that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important, church. Faith is an act. Church, believe. Believe is a verb. Okay? Now, I heard the story about this guy, and he came on TV, and he had written a novel with no verbs. I'm like, huh? You know. But so he explained, he said that the whole book was full of nouns and adjectives and pronouns and prepositions, but it didn't have any verbs in it. And so they said, well, how's the book doing? How's it selling? And he said, well, not very well. And they said, well, why? And he said, because it has no action. Has no action, right?
Yeah.
Believing is an action. The word faith is a noun. The word believe is a verb. Effective faith must be translated into action. If you're going to get any results, you're going to have to act. James 2:17 says, so also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, and dead. It's not going to work if you don't act on it, if you don't speak something, if you don't choose to believe and choose to receive. Those are actions. You choose to do that. You remember what we just said about feelings? It's not a feeling. You're making choices with your will. Your soul is not just your feelings and your mind. It's your will is in there. You have a will in there. And you can will this. I will. I will do it. And this is not works to earn something. This is acting on what you believe. Church, God has already done everything He's going to do about our salvation, our deliverance, our healing, our blessing. Jesus paid it all and He sat down. Now it's our move. You must know what has been done for us and act in faith on the Word of God. Jesus paid. He had a crown of thorns placed on His head. He was beaten, spit on, beard pulled out, nailed to the cross, mocked. Anything you could think of that would hurt you, He already took care of it.
That's right.
And now we act.
Yes.
Amen. We receive it. We believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Church, just keep this in mind, okay? Thank you, Lord. Our act of faith will open the door to the supernatural.
That's right.
It'll open the door to the supernatural. It'll cause the glory of God to come in. The glory comes in by faith.
Yes.
It's all by faith. We believe it. We receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said this to a woman. He said, He looked in her eye and He said, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? If you'll believe for whatever situation it is, you're going to see that goodness running after you. You're going to see it. You're going to have it if you'll just believe. Well, I thought I was believing. Well, we're working on that today to make sure you are. All right? You know, nowadays, if you go into the public restrooms, you don't have to turn the faucets on. Or the towel thing, you just wave your hand under them and they all work. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is you can't just stand there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta do something.
You have to do this.
Yeah.
Right? You have to make an action. You can't just stand there.
Right.
Well, why doesn't the water come on? Well, turn it on. Either like this or like this. You have to do something.
Right.
It's just so magic when you do that and it comes on. I love it when you're in the ladies' restroom and the lady can't figure out if it's one of these pull kind or that kind. And so everybody tries to help and they're waving and, yeah, praise the Lord. I know it probably didn't happen to the guys, but it does for us. So, this is how faith is. Believing is action, church. It's an action. Speaking is action. And then there are other actions. Amen? Did you know that, here's an action for you, that your celebration is a demonstration of your expectation? If you're all, go ahead and celebrate. First. There's power in positive expectation.
Amen.
You know, on a football team, which everybody's talking about these days right now, it's going on. When the football team breaks from the huddle, and they line up for the next play, if the quarterback misjudges his position and he lines up behind the guard, there's a problem. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, when he calls the play, nothing happens. But when he makes the adjustment and he moves over behind the center And it calls the play, the play's in motion. I think that perhaps we need to make some adjustments. Think we need to make some adjustments in our expectation. We need to make a little bit, some adjustments in our faith. We need to make sure that we're lined up on the field right to get this thing done, to be a, receiver. We'll put that there too. Praise the Lord. That's the right game. We got it going on today. Okay. So we need to make those adjustments. That's when you're lined up right, you see great accomplishment. You're not just out there. You have great accomplishment. Now, there's four kinds of expectation. You can write these down if you want to. Number one is negative expectation. So, you know, when the guys in the dorm, when one guy would fall asleep and the other guys would take some Limburger cheese and put it under the nose of the guy and kind of smush it up in there while he's sleeping. And then when he wakes up, he smells that cheese. And then he jumps up and he's running around from room to room to see where the smell's coming from. And he can't get rid of it. So finally he runs outside and takes a big deep breath of air and realizes the whole world stinks. That's negative expectation. The whole world stinks. Nothing. Just not going to be right. Amen. So, general attitude of negativity. Number two, neutral expectation. This is real easy. Stay in neutral. You never decide to act on the word. It's always someday, and someday never comes. Someday never comes. Yeah. Well, whenever the Lord. Well, we're just waiting on the Lord. Well, we're waiting on the Lord. Well, we're just waiting on the Lord. Well, you're going to be waiting on the Lord a long time. The Lord did it 2,000 years ago. It's your turn to line up and move on these things. It's your time to access these things. So you can't have neutral expectation. Number three is misguided expectation. Misguided expectation, remember Naaman, or we in Baptist church, we called him Naaman. Naaman, he's kind of arrogant. He expected Elisha to just wave his hand over him and get rid of the leprosy. Remember that? But what he had to do is he had to humble himself and go dip seven times in the muddy river to be healed. He had to humble himself. And so, like Naaman, who was offended at the prophet's instructions, we may need to make some adjustments and swallow our pride and obey the word of God in order to get the miracle. Pride is a dangerous thing. And then we have positive expectation. Now that's the woman in Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood. You remember that? She pressed through the crowd so she could touch the garment. Verse 28 says, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I will be whole. And she was. Now, I think probably on Wednesday night, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about if you can do what she did, you'll receive every time. If you can do what she did, you'll receive every time. And I'll give you the steps then. She said what she expected out loud. She said it out loud. She had faith in God. She said it out loud. She began to see what was expected. Was she seeing it? Yeah, if I touch his garment, if I touch that prayer shawl, something's going to happen to me. Because I've heard about us. She heard. She heard something. She heard. You're hearing something right now. And then she began to confess. She began to see something. All of her spiritual senses. She's hearing and seeing all these things. And she's talking. And listen, church, she expected that her next 12 years were going to be different.
Yes.
That's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting that my next years are going to be different. They're going to be better. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to receive more than I've ever received. I'm going to see more miracles than I've ever seen. Thank you, Jesus. So what do we do? Well, we have to paint a picture. We have to paint a picture on the canvas of our minds. We have to do what Jacob did. You know the story of Jacob. If you don't, you need to go read it. You know, he did a lot of stuff. But he ends up there with Laban, his father-in-law, who absolutely just cheats him on every wave, every corner. He works for him, for Rachel. he gives him Leah. Then he works for Rachel another 7 years. And then he keeps working for him. But this guy keeps pushing his wages down. Maybe it's happened to you before where your wages get pushed down. Well, it's time to get a picture. Time to paint the canvas. You're worth a whole lot more. So what happens to him is he allowed the Holy Spirit to paint this picture on the canvas of his heart. And over there in Genesis 30 and 31, he builds a fence which casts a spotted and speckled reflection on the water where the cattle would come up to drink and mate. This, now, he got this idea from the Holy Spirit, and he told Laban, I'll take the spotted and the ringstrakes, and you can have the solid. Well, Laban thinks that's a great deal because they're almost always solid. He'll just have a few. But because he sets this picture up before himself and before the cattle, when the cattle mate, they produce what they see.
Yeah.
That'll preach.
Yeah.
They produced what they saw, and he ends up with the bigger herd.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to paint the picture. You're going to have to wipe out that you're a loser. You're going to have to wipe out that you're stuck. You're going to have to wipe out that you can't. And you're going to have to paint the picture of something coming in there and multiplying in the way you want it to multiply. That's how faith works. It's the kind of faith that'll cause you to fulfill God's plan in your life. Church, ask God, ask him to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, to open the eyes of your heart. Ask him for that.
Yes.
Show me the way. Show me the way. I was praying in my closet yesterday, and I was saying, Lord, show me. Show me the way to go. Show me what to say about this situation. How can I help this person? Show me what to say about them. Show me what to pray about them. Show me how to help to give me some direction in some things I'm doing. Show me how God will give you that wisdom to do it. Amen? Listen, sit before the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to paint you a picture. Go back and read some of these stories of how they got where they got. What about that woman? What about Jacob? What about Joseph? What about the way? Apply it to your life. Sit and hold your word up there and think about it. Now, Lord, show me. You show me. Find yourself in the word. Dr. Yonggi Cho said that dreams and visions are the language of the Holy Spirit. You could get a dream. You could get a vision. Amen. God could show you. Let me give you a little hint about something. When you see yourself doing something, when you're praying, God's given you a lead. Amen. So while we're worshiping, I'm listening. Are you?
Yes.
While we're worshiping, are you listening for a prompt? So I'll just tell you, while I'm worshiping God and thanking God for his goodness, I kept feeling a sense that I was drawn to Danny. And I love Danny already, so that's not unusual, but it was like this, okay, Dan, what is it about Danny? What is it? And then I saw myself walk over to her and say, get your microphone. So I did it. You see that?
Yeah.
They're promptings.
Yes.
I saw myself given to a particular person that was sitting across the aisle from me at the minister's conference. And when I did, it opened up.
Mm-hmm.
A prophetic, unusual thing happened.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to say it happens to me all the time.
Yes.
So I said this earlier. I said, celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. Psalm 119, 162 says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. If he said it in his word, then you have it. I'm glad you're excited about that. 1 Peter 1:8, Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy in inexpressible and full of glory. So you don't, I'm reading two scriptures together. But what it's saying is you haven't seen him, but you love him. Most of us haven't seen him, except in here. But you love him. You wouldn't come here if you didn't love him. This isn't a place where you would come. You love Jesus, but you haven't seen him. Yet believing, you rejoice. Now, are you in him? Is everything else in him? So fill that in. Whatever it is that you haven't seen, it's in him. Start rejoicing, inexpressible, full of glory, and it's going to manifest. Start celebrating ahead of time. Celebrate ahead of time. Not when it happens. Not when you see the manifestation, ahead of time. Thank you, Jesus. You start celebrating ahead of time. Let me read the next verse. I'm going to start over so you get the whole picture. So the one verse ends in da-da-da-da-da. Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom you haven't seen him, but you love, I'll say it like that. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. Did you get it? Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. So when you rejoice, you're receiving the end of your faith. You just got the answer. You received what you believed for. Few people in here are getting this. When you rejoice,
thank you, Lord.
When you rejoice. See, joy is a person. Person, place, or thing. She's a noun. But rejoice is a verb.
Yeah, that's good.
It's action.
That's right.
It's action. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm receiving the end of my faith right now. I have it in Jesus' name. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. Come on, somebody. Rejoice. 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 I'm rejoicing in that answer. I'm rejoicing in our new building. I'm rejoicing in this overflow. I'm rejoicing in your multiple streams of income. Debt freedom. I rejoice in that. I rejoice that my ears are open. Tinnitus is gone.
Yes.
Joints are healed.
Yeah.
Property is accessed and received.
Hallelujah. Possessed. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your positive expectation mixed with joy is so important, receiving God. Joy is the bridge. Joy is the bridge between believing and receiving. You're rejoicing. It's a verb. Rejoicing is a verb. We're going to do it. Well, I'm too shy. Well, then don't get anything. Rejoicing is faith. Lord, I don't care how it looks. I don't care what the devil's trying to say. It's going to go God's way. It's going to go God's way, and I'm going to win. I am going to win. I have success.
Yes.
Jesus, you paid for it all, so I'm taking not some of it, I'm taking all of it.
All of it.
I'm just taking all what you have for me. I'm taking my multiple streams of income.
Yes.
I'm taking my health. I'm taking my wealth.
Yes.
I'm taking my peace.
Yes.
I'm taking my joy.
Woo.
I'm taking
yes.
that this ministry goes further around the world than it ever has. I'm taking that in Jesus' name. I'm not taking that I'll get to sow so that I can get something. I'm taking that I can sow, give, and sow, and give, and sow, and give, sow, and give, and sow, and give, until we see every soul come into the kingdom, and the master returns and takes me with him, and he says, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want to hear, well.
No.
I don't want to hear that.
Well.
And I'm telling you, your commission is to be blessed, to be a blessing, to be healthy.
Yeah. That is right.
That's your commission. Your commission is to use your faith. Your commission is to receive what God has for you.
Yeah.
That's your commission on earth, to live by faith.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Pastor, you're saying that because you're the, one of the faith camp people. Yes! But it's true. But every child of God is called to use their faith. You're called to use your faith. You're called to love. Amen. It belongs to you. Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Get out from behind the garden. Get behind the center. Let something be passed to you. So you can run the race. You can make the touchdown. You can throw the ball. Get lined up today, right now. Get lined up today that you're believing you receive. Think of one thing right now. Everybody close your eyes. Think of one thing that you've been needing and wanting to happen. You have it? You got it? That one thing you would like to see happen. Got it? Now, can you have that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Then you need to get a scripture to stand on. And you need to believe you receive it. And you need to rejoice. Now, you have some scriptures to stand on because I've just preached to you for 30 minutes. So now all you have to do is believe you receive it. And then get some other scriptures too. But then you have to do one more thing. You have to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Well, are you going to rejoice? Rejoice. Two people are doing it. Rejoice. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Rejoice. 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 You have it.
Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What is it? Why can't you do that?
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Why can't y'all rejoice?
We can.
That's the best answer right there. We can.
We can.
We can rejoice.
We make up our mind and our will.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen to me. You know why some of you are not redoing it right now? Because you don't feel like it. And feelings, where did we talk about where they were? In the map of things? The behavior will change the feelings.
True.
The feelings True. Won't change the behavior.
Oh, that's so good. So true. Yeah.
One day, you're going to go ahead and decide to let out a shout. It's going to change everything. Then you'll be behind the center. You can't ride on your mama's rejoicing. You can't ride on your wife's rejoicing. You can't ride on your husband's rejoicing. You can't go hide in the bathroom while I'm preaching this.
Boom! Preach it.
Listen, it's none of my business if you don't want to rejoice. But we're going to.
That's right. We're going to.
We're going to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Well, I just don't know why you are so emotional about everything. Let me tell you something. I rejoice when I don't feel like it. It's not about that. It's not about the feeling. It's about the action of receiving. That we do it. It's about the action of receiving.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all sit down for just a moment. Rejoicers.
Glory.
I mean, you didn't have to stand up to be rejoicing. I understand that. But I'm glad you did.